Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
All right, LA, as always, greatly appreciate you guys tuning in. Go till 9 o'clock tonight, and we are rolling with the punches. Let's just say that. We are rolling with the punches. We will we'll hit on a lot of just what's going on today, a lot of the different leagues. Some big-time news went down yesterday, and then still kind of the trickle effect today. Adam Silver, if you guys haven't got a chance, the commissioner of the NBA, hopped on TNT, and we'll play some of that. So I'll get into that. A couple things I just kind of want to get started on, and I'll probably do this throughout the theme. I did this yesterday as well. So I sat in today just to kind of, and I mentioned it to Mason Ireland, LA County Department of Health, Dr. Barbara Ferrer. They did like maybe a 35-minute just kind of a quick update of what's going on in LA. So I'll weave some of that stuff in, just get some information, what's going on a local basis. And then, of course, from the sports perspective, on the sports side of things, kind of where we go from here. I guess I'll start things off with this. Under the circumstances, the NBA has, I really feel like, just kind of led the way in as best as they could. And I don't know how, you know, we obviously have nothing to compare this to. And I know everybody's still kind of figuring things out as we go. But the NBA, I thought yesterday, just doing what they did, how quick they did it. They didn't have a choice, by the way, once the Rudy Gobert news went down. But I thought Adam Silver, you know, obviously from his perspective, doing what he did and postponing the season. Now, when is the season going to start back up again? I have no idea. And to be honest with you, as a huge NBA fan, I really don't care. And that's kind of crazy. When I say I don't care, it's just because, yeah, you just got so many unanswered questions. You're still trying to figure out so many things. There is so many more things that are just important, or more important than just the sport. So, but, you know, Adam Silver yesterday doing what he did, and everybody's kind of following suit. So just today alone, I'll just kind of list down here of everything that's gone on, or we could use in the last, let's say, 24 hours or so. The NCAA men's and women's NCAA tournaments canceled. So that was something that was kind of lingering, I guess you can say. I think throughout the day, I don't know why I get irritated now. I was on Twitter and I'm like, I see all these sports closing shop. I'm like, NCAA, what are you doing? Cancel this thing. There's no point right now of obviously playing the tournament. It's impossible that the tournament's going to be played. You know, obviously with fans, without fans. In this case, it was going to be without fans. So the NCAA men's and women's NCAA tournaments canceled. NBA season suspended indefinitely. In 30 days, they'll kind of reassess everything. That's the word that's out right now. Adam Silver mentioned as well. In 30 days, they'll reassess it. I'm not a professional here. I'm not obviously not an expert in any of this stuff. My personal opinion, I got a feeling it's going to be a little while, right? It's going to be a little while until this country as a whole gets a kind of an understanding of what we're dealing with and gets control of the virus. So 30 days where we're sitting right now, what's today? March 12th. So April 12th, they start looking at it again. Technically, the playoffs would have started a week after that, somewhere around there. It's going to be a question mark of what happens to the season and what happens. Okay, we're going to end up playing a season. Are we not? Are they going to shorten the season? Are they going to extend it? Will we have NBA finals in August instead of June? All those questions, it's impossible to answer. So it's one of those things for now that we just take it day by day and figure it out. So that's the NBA. NHL, season suspended indefinitely. MLS, season suspended for 30 days. They're kind of in a similar as the NBA. They'll reassess everything. MLB, we know opening day delayed at least 2 weeks. NFL owners meeting canceled. XFL season canceled. NASCAR will race this weekend and next weekend without fans. And then the Premier League, Arsenal versus Brighton is postponed. League to meet on Friday to figure out any of the other games they're going to play. I'm going to go ahead and just take a wild guess on this one. impossible the Premier League is playing games this weekend. Impossible. Maybe I'm wrong. But they also did decide, it was a little bit earlier today, that they would be playing until the Arsenal head coach, confirmed that the head coach, Mikel Arteta, I think is the proper way to pronounce his name, tested positive for the coronavirus. So that obviously changes everything. From an NBA perspective, I'll say this on the NBA, and I'm going to play some stuff from Adam Silver here in just a second, but I'll say this on the NBA. I feel like they were kind of the leaders, and they didn't have a choice. They were in a position yesterday. I mean, last night was such a trip, and I haven't even really got a chance to kind of soak it all in and take a step back until I saw Mason right when I was about to do crosstalk, and Mace was saying that that was one of the wildest, and he thinks in his entire career, you know, 40 minutes or whatever it was, where everything just kind of started breaking, and you're seeing the Thunder and the Jazz. What's going on? Looking at Royce Young's Twitter account. Wait, are they not playing the game? Referees are meeting. Okay, the guys are going back to the locker room. And then what, a half hour later, it's confirmed Rudy Gobert has the virus. And then, you know, 4 minutes, I think literally 4 minutes later, the NBA season is canceled, hiatus, postponed. I don't know, whatever you want to call it, but I know there's not going to be games for a while. But it's just been, and it keeps going. You know, I don't know where you guys are on all this, but I can't stop watching it. Like, whether it's on Twitter or I'm on YouTube watching stuff or the news or listening on sports talk radio, I'm consuming way too much of it. Let's put it that way. I think if somebody says, "Hey, Alan, you gotta chill on how much you're consuming," I can't do it. You know, it's there's nowhere that you can go. Today I was doing some prep work at Starbucks, and next to Starbucks there's a pharmacy, and I'm like, "Hey, let me just go grab some antibacterial soap. Let me grab some things." Why not? You might as well. You're here. And I feel like a lot of people are like that. And, you know, I was mentioning to Mason Ireland that I don't feel like I have to say anything to anybody. Everybody's thinking the same thing. Grocery stores are slammed. You know, you try and walk in right now to a Trader Joe's or a Costco or whatever the case is. And then you just, the way you're consuming your media, you tuning into here. And I'm sorry if you're tuning in and you're like, "Oh, let me get away from this for a half hour, 45 minutes. Sports is my escape." It's impossible. We can't. You know what I mean? Just because of how much it's also affecting the sports side of things. You know, we're not going to have any play-by-play. So now, all of a sudden, Monday through Friday, this is what we're going to be doing, Monday through Friday. You know, the Sliwa Show, we're going to be, you know, all local like we are, but we're going to be talking about local topics as best as we can. It's just going to, the sports that it's going to include, it's not going to be who won this game, and if the Lakers beat the Brooklyn Nets, then now we're just a game and a half out from first place against the Milwaukee Bucks. All those conversations are done. So to kind of set up the show, Adam Silver coming up, I want to play some of what he did with TNT, and then I want to get some suggestions of, we just started talking about this, Mason and I, and then crosstalk ended. Do you want to see sports on right now? Like, if we're playing old games, like, what are some ideas? I mean, if you're these sports networks, if you're the CBS and the TNT and the, you had March Madness, what are you going to air during those time slots? If you're ESPN or if you're TNT on some of these NBA games, Tuesdays and Thursdays are TNT, Wednesday and Friday, those are ESPN games. What are you going to put on those? And in my opinion, we got to find, you know, some sports to fill in there. I know they're classics or I know they're games from the past. But from my personal perspective, I still got to have, you know, you want somewhat of an escape, and maybe that offers it. All right. We'll get into Adam Silver coming up next. If you guys want to be a part of the show, 877-710-ESPN. As I always do, we'll take as many calls as possible. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN. Okay, I got some quick tips here, all right? Sat in a 40-minute conference call they do for media, L.A. County Department of Health, Dr. Barbara Fairer, and just some good information. And honestly, I just did it because I figured, all right, if I can get some good info and pass it on to others, fantastic. So as you guys already know, wash hands. as much as possible. But this was kind of interesting. Wash hands before public transportation and wash hands after public transportation. So if you're using any of the trolley, the subway, the bus, whatever the case is, that was their that was one of their key recommendations. Wash hands before eating, just as simple as that. And trust me, I'm the first one that falls into this stuff. Like, it's so easy to say, oh yeah, just wash your hands. Yeah. You know how many times I you know, I'm not as, let's just say I'm not as conscious about doing it in the past as I am now. The 20 seconds part, washing it for 20 seconds, I'm like, you know, I'm go 30. I'll go 30 seconds today. This was, I thought, interesting. If you sit close to people at work, they want you to ask your bosses to make sure you're not sitting any closer than 6 feet. Use a lot of virtual meetings. Simple things, don't share food, cups, utensils. If you're going to the gym, take precautions, wipe down the machines, wash your hands, avoid gym classes right now. Those, you know, if you got the bike classes going on or yoga or something like that, you know, where you're in just kind of small confined area, somebody's right in front of you. Those are their suggestions. So that's the best I could do right there. Hopefully some of that stuff helps. And also, you know, if you're traveling around, and I think everybody's kind of doing this right now, you're trying to take some precautions as well. You're trying to be smart about things. Maybe you're saying, you know, I'm going to go stock up on some water. Or I'm going to go, like it seems like everybody's doing, what are they grabbing? Water, toilet paper, antibacterial soap, wipes, all that stuff. If you're going to go do it, and that's, you know, obviously something that's a priority of yours, definitely go do it. But I guess the best way I could put it, I was at Costco yesterday. Sometimes it looks like people are in a frenzy. Like, take a second, relax. You can still smile at people. You know, if you're fine for a parking spot, give up the parking spot. It's all good. I think a lot of times, just because this is such a unknown, that you know, it's easy to kind of look at things and be concerned, be worried about it, but at the same time, kind of keep everything under control. All right, that's all I got on that front. I'll continue to give some different tips that I learned today. So this is a question I have. These time slots right now, if you want to see some sports in those times, can I get some ideas? Like, what do we do here? Those Friday night games that ESPN typically airs, those Wednesday night games that ESPN airs, or TNT, what they're doing on Tuesday and Thursday, or CBS, TNT, when they do March Madness, can we still air these games? Like, the way I'm looking at this, maybe there's some times to just air some classic games. Mason Island, I think they rattled off 10 different games that they thought of right away for the March Madness tournament. What if we did this classic game and then that classic game and this game between Marquette and maybe the Christian Laettner shot, whatever. I can't think of all the different games at the top of my head. Michael Jordan, James Worthy in the North Carolina days, Magic Johnson versus Larry Bird. I'm just kind of trying to think to myself, what if you take those time slots and you still air sports on there? And of course, I'm talking about sports that have already happened. You could even promote it. You know, you could promote coming up tonight. This is what we're doing. The Wednesday game for ESPN. Maybe we're looking at not just NBA games this season, some classic games in the NBA over the years. I'll throw out a couple. John already mentioned a couple of the Kobe games. Maybe you're throwing classic Michael Jordan games at the Madison Square Garden. Maybe it's the Magic Johnson rookie year in Philadelphia where he puts up 42 and change against the Philadelphia 76ers. Lakers win an NBA championship in Philly. I'm just trying to get some ideas out there. You know? I don't see anybody else throwing those out there, so I'm figuring why not. A phone number is 877-710-ESPN. As I go back to Adam Silver, and I'll sprinkle in some of those ideas as the show progresses, so you guys can call it any different time. As I go back to Adam Silver, basically what I think every league did over the last 24 hours is exactly what every league was supposed to do. It was the right thing to do. And, you know, obviously it was incredibly important to, let's take a step back. Let's take a step back. Let's stop these gatherings like a lot of these the cities and the states are starting to do. In the state of California, right now, it's no gatherings over 250 people. Well, you fill up an arena that's 20,000. You go do March Madness, you're doing it at these big arenas. That's obviously a lot more than that. I think it's the right approach to take, to completely take a step back and let things kind of play out here. What do you got over there, Jess?
So we had a caller who just called, Mark in Culver City, that said he's a part of the Little League system down here and that they canceled all their events. So that they sent out a memo to all parents yesterday and they all understood. They were all in agreement with it. They were all for it.
Have to.
So, you know, and, you know, he gave us props, too, for the content we're delivering today. So thank you, Mark, for that. And, you know, everyone just stay safe.
Yeah, I think, too, listen, we're not going to go back and say, hey, do you remember when this happened in 2014? Like, we don't have any examples to this. And I have been so consumed. I had so many questions, right? Like these last 48 hours, I'm reading more than you can possibly read. And there's always a curiosity of like, okay, well, give me the background of this thing. Okay, well, okay, is this a big deal? How long is it going to last for? I mean, are these leagues, is there really a genuine concern, or they just have to do? No, what they're doing is the right thing to do, and there's obviously reasons why they're doing it. But I think at the end of the day, however long it is before we get sports back, however long it is before games are played again, arenas are filled up again, I don't want to use the word irrelevant because I know there's a lot that goes into that. I know there's also a lot of workers right now that are probably sitting back and saying, how am I going to make money? I get all that. But the actual sports part of it, the part that you and I enjoy, that's all got to take a backseat. I mean, you know, there's no, I don't think there's a scenario out there that can play out. Maybe that's why I'm baffled that the Premier League still hasn't canceled their games this weekend. But I don't think it's possible that they don't do that. All right, real quick, Rob in Fontana. Rob, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Sleeper Show. Go ahead, bud. Rob, you there, bud?
You know, I just heard. Can you hear me?
Yeah, my bad. Go ahead.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just heard that the Santa Anita racetrack is still open. So, there's still a lot of sports that are individual that don't really rely on, the fans. You got motocross, even the NASCAR. They don't really, they don't hear the fans, so they don't really need to hear them. You got skateboarding. I mean, we can do all of those. At least play some of that as well.
Rob, are you talking about on TV?
But I hear you with all the other major sports. You definitely got to keep the fans out of that. And those sports, they rely on the fans. So you really can't go that route. But I'm glad that at least the other sports, if they want to televise them, they could, maybe introduce people to those sports.
Not a bad idea, Rob. I don't know. You'd definitely be educating me. I'm not a professional on that side. One more quick call, Mike and Whittier. Mike, you're on the Sleeper Show. Go ahead, buddy.
Hey, man. So I actually work in the medical field, and our hospital today recently had a big talk about this whole thing, and it's ever changing. And they kind of told us that things are pretty much going to be getting kind of serious, and we need to be prepared for it. We need to be prepared to be able to handle more than is expected, and also to let our families know that if this does blow over like it is, we may not be able to go home, in our timely hours as we are, because we are going to be understaffed and overworked. But what I was more interested in was actually, not from the sports aspect, but from the musical that sort of event standpoint, was that I noticed that the kind of like EDM music standpoint from Orange County and LA areas, they have canceled all their events. But what I was kind of looking at was the biggest event that draws about 450,000 people to the place in Vegas is EDC, which is coming up in May, and they have decided to kind of go through with that.
I think Mike, personally, I think whatever, and I appreciate you calling in, whatever we have, like whatever scheduled, I mean, even the NBA right now, they're going to go back in 30 days, right? So whatever we have scheduled, I think everything's up in the air. Everything's going to be a question mark. It has to be a question mark. All right, let's hear from Adam Silver when we come back. Commissioner of the NBA talking specifically about the NBA's plan moving forward. What led to the games, the cancellations last night. I think we'll finally get a little bit more background on that. So we'll do all that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.
Geico has the insurance industry-leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
Geico, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
All right, so Commissioner Adam Silver was on TNT, and by the way, kind of an interesting dynamic here. Charles Barkley was on the conference call for that interview, so he wasn't in studio with Shaq, with Kenny, with EJ. Why? Because he's not feeling good, and he is being tested for COVID-19. So just keep that in mind. So if it sounds like if Barkley is a part of this interview, they're not going to be in the same studio. So here's Adam Silver on what led to the game, some of those cancellations last night, specifically the game between the Utah Jazz and the Oklahoma City Thunder. And then that night, right after that game, there was supposed to be another game between the Pelicans and the Sacramento Kings up in Sacramento. Here's Adam Silver on what exactly went down.
And I was heading home, I think around 8 o'clock or so last night, and I got a call from the league office that we had just learned, literally is right before tip of that Utah Jazz-Oklahoma City game, that Rudy Gobert, and I'm almost only saying his name because he made it public that he was one of the players that ultimately we learned tested positive, that although he had been separated from his team the day before because he had been running a fever. And once his test came back positive, we needed to make a decision whether we were then going to cancel the game. And the fans were in the seats, ready to go. We were now 5 or 10 minutes past the point we were supposed to tip. I spoke to Clay Bennett, who was there, owner of Oklahoma City Thunder, Sam Presti, the GM, and also spoke to some representatives of the Utah Jazz. And I think we quickly agreed that this should not, of course, be a business decision. We should be listening to the public health experts, Oklahoma City, and the team doctors. They conferred and fairly quickly decided we should not be playing. And then I think I officially canceled the game. And immediate issue was clearing the building of fans and not alarming anybody, and then we waited till the fans were out, and then we made that decision since I knew I had the benefit of several hours of meetings that day with representatives of every team on the issue of a hiatus. You know, it's in that moment we made the decision that at the expiration of that last night's games, we should be taking a hiatus, knowing again we would have a chance to meet and have further discussions today. So that was the decision, as you know. Then we ended up later that night all reconvening, because one of the referees at the Sacramento Kings New Orleans game had also been in touch with the Utah Jazz. That referee had had a meeting earlier in the day with the other two referees. So then we made a decision to cancel that game as well.
All right, so that gives some background on yesterday, and it kind of all happened so fast, right? And even it's good to get Adam Silver to give the background to it and explain exactly how it went down. And the phone call that he got, like he's mentioning, he's driving home, and they were so quick to make a decision. Everybody caught off guard, right? Everybody caught off guard. It sounded like where the NBA was leaning towards. So we've been following Adrian Wojnarowski these last 48 hours. Keep refreshing his page. Something, you know, new was coming up. But it sounded like where the NBA was leaning towards was, okay, you know what? We're still going to play these games. We're just going to do it in arenas with no fans. That's where all of sports was going. March Madness was going that direction as well. And the moment you had a player contract the virus, that was a game changer. And when I was sitting here with Mason, I mean, and I'm sure people who are tuning in or they're looking on their phone on Twitter, just in your mind, you're like, no way. That's impossible that it happened. I thought Mace put it perfectly. Now you were able to put a face to the virus, right? Like, you hear the term, you hear what's going on in different parts of the world, but the moment you saw, wait, Rudy Gobert, or as Mace tried to put it, Tom Hanks, you know, these are, I know who these people are. I remember this Tom Hanks movie. I know exactly what he's done as an actor, his wife as well. And then the Rudy Gobert part, just being an NBA fan, you're like, what? Gobert? And we already know the story behind Rudy Gobert. Obviously, he has been one that was joking around about it, right? Rudy Gobert, not exactly the perfect example of, actually the worst example of somebody that took the situation serious. I want to actually read Rudy Gobert. He had a statement that I think it's fair to read. But anyway, so Adam Silver kind of explains everything, and you're sitting in your mind, and within a 4 minute span, it was Gobert contracts the virus, and then 4 minutes later, NBA season suspended. Today has been, now it's all about all the other sports following suit. And then it's also paying attention to, okay, can we get some more information about how we can be smarter about this? Or can I get some more information? Can I get some more background about this virus? Like, where are we heading here? So I think for me personally, it's been about just getting as much education as you can on it. And that's where we are right now. So on the Rudy Gobert front, I want to say this. I think reckless, careless, that's the perfect way to put it. For him to touch all the microphones when he was at, I don't know what day that was, by the way. That could have been Monday. One of these games, I know yesterday I spent a lot of time saying, wait a minute here. I'm looking at, you know, where the Utah Jazz, where they've played in since March 2nd. They were at Cleveland and Detroit and Boston and New York and then back in Utah. And then they fly out to Oklahoma City. I'm like, this guy's been, you know, to five different cities over the course of 8-9 days or whatever the case is. But wherever he was when he put his hands on all the microphones and everything else, that I think in a nutshell, I think it describes two things. Number one, you have people that are probably ultra serious about the situation. And then you have kind of a group of people that are like, I don't know enough about it. You know what? Everything's going to be fine. It's not that big of a deal. Gobert isn't the only one to have that kind of that joking matter. And over the last, let's say, 48 hours or so, it's became no joking matter. And I think people, I don't know if there's any sympathy towards Rudy Gobert. I have sympathy towards him because you could tell, of course, look, the guy's not didn't have any ill intent or anything like that. Just like I said, reckless, careless. That's the best way to describe it. Rudy Gobert put something up on Instagram. I want to read it. It says, I want to thank everyone for the outpouring of concern and support over the last 24 hours. I have gone through so many emotions since learning of my diagnosis, mostly fear, anxiety, and embarrassment. I think that's a great way to put it right there. The first and most important thing is I'd like to publicly apologize to the people that I may have endangered. At the time, I had no idea I was even infected. I was careless and make no excuse. I hope my story serves as a warning and causes everyone to take this seriously. I will do whatever I can to support using my experience as a way to educate others and prevent the spread of the virus. I'm under great care and I will fully recover. Thank you again for all your support. I encourage everyone to take all the steps to stay safe and healthy and gives his love from there. So all day in my head, I was like, I want to talk about this Gobert stuff. Sometimes you have people, and I want to make sure I emphasize it. I'm not trying to justify anything. He was careless, and he put it right in there. And he said, you know, that he's embarrassed. And Donovan Mitchell, one of his teammates, you know, another fantastic player in the NBA, put the NBA part, you know, to the side. But I just mentioned the NBA part. That's how we reference to these people, these athletes, is we know them because they play for the Utah Jazz. Word that Donovan Mitchell also is contracted with the virus, obviously one of his teammates. No other word from anybody else, at least in the NBA, you know, and I'm sure if, you know, we hear something, obviously we'll share that news, share that information. So that was Adam Silver giving all the background of what was going on yesterday. While I was sitting here on the show, I was trying to understand, like, do not tell me that the Sacramento Kings and the Pelicans are going to play a game. Like, you cannot cancel the season or suspend the season, and then there's still going to be a game. Eventually, that didn't happen. I thought that was the right decision. I'll probably say it 100 more times. I don't know what the Big East was doing this morning. I'm on Twitter just kind of trying to get as much information as I can. They're like, we're tipping off at the Big East. I'm like, you're doing what? They played a half and then decided to cancel the rest of the tournament from there. And prior to that, all the other, the ACC, the SEC, the Pac-12, all the other conferences started canceling as well. So you kind of saw that trickle effect that was going down. So that in a nutshell, from a basketball perspective, that's what's gone on the last 24 hours. Adam Silver on the NBA's plans moving forward.
You know, the thought process, first of all, I mean, this was a split second decision. So that was the word I chose in the moment. Maybe a better word that could have been used. But I also felt at the same time that given, unlike, you know, the Final Four, which is the month of March, as you guys well know, our season, you know, goes well into June. And I was also thinking at the time, and I had talked to our television partners, the folks at Turner, you know, and ESPN about ABC, about possible contingencies. We recognized that there was a chance we might be stopping the season. And I think everybody, especially in a crisis like this, indicated absolute willingness to work together again. And we had already met yesterday with the Players Association as well before we knew anything about a positive test. So my thinking, Shaq, was, you know, even if we're out for a month, even if we're out for 6 weeks, we could still restart the season. You know, it might mean that then the finals take place in July, you know, late July. Just my feeling was it was way premature to suggest that we had lost the season. It may seem odd at the same moment that we're saying for health reasons we need to take a break to talk about restarting it. And that the notion of at least 30 days was just to try to give people some guidance. I mean, I'll say one thing. It's remarkable to be here talking to you guys tonight about this hiatus when it was only yesterday that first the NCAA made that decision to play without fans, which seemed, you know, was a historic decision. And we were having the same discussion to be jumping here one day later. And I think it only makes the point that on this issue and all the things we've all dealt with for so many years, you know, you could say, well, it changes day by day. This literally changes hour by hour in terms of what we know. So it was really a moment for us to step back, take a breath, ensure that everyone in the NBA community was safe and healthy and doing everything they needed to do to care for their families, and then give us some time to deliberate and figure out if there's a way that we can resume playing at some point.
All right, so we will cross that bridge when we get there. As for now, you know, we know it just feels like it. Like, we're not going to have sports for a little while, at least 30 days. But, you know, if you ask my personal opinion, you just have to imagine that there's just still so many unanswered questions. You know, another thing I was thinking about yesterday, these big crowds, the 20,000 fans, the 15,000 fans in some arenas, you know, whatever that capacity is, concerts and movie theaters. And John, you heard him saying Broadway. I think Pantages had Hamilton today starting. I think that's what he was mentioning. I mean, it doesn't really matter how big the venue is. It doesn't have to be 20,000 seats, right? It could be much smaller than that. But it's, of course, the right thing to do, and it's a no question about it. I know for me, I'm a lot more comfortable knowing that I'm not going to Staples Center, at least until things get figured out, right? I mean, you just put it from a personal perspective. I don't know what's going on. You know, I'm reading, I'm seeing what's happening in other parts of the world. I'm sure there's a ton of fans like that. I think yesterday I was leaving after we finished the show. Kings were playing across the street. Just everything that was happening, I'm like, that's not a place that I want to go to. And I think fans, that's what you were going to start getting anyways. I mean, whether you were playing the event or you weren't, you kind of had this in the back of your mind no matter what you're doing. Even if you go to a grocery store and there's that many people there, it's in the back of your mind. So Adam Silver, I thought, explained it perfectly of just the mindset that the NBA had. And like I mentioned, out of all the leagues, and this isn't me just saying this because I love the NBA, I do feel like the NBA has kind of been a leader in this entire thing. And I'm not saying they're perfect, and I'm not saying what we've done so far is perfect, because it's probably not, but it's different. It's uncharted territory. It's not something that we can reference back to or anything like that. And as we kind of look at all the other sports that followed suit, like I mentioned, we know MLB opening day delayed at least 2 weeks. When we come back, we'll hear from manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Dave Roberts. So he gave a message to Dodger fans, so I'll make sure that I play that. By the way, if you're driving around Southern California right now and you want to be a part of the show, give me your thoughts on this whole situation. Just your thoughts on everything that's going on. It's an interesting time, you know, to say the least. And I definitely don't have all the thoughts, ideas, or any of that stuff. I'm very curious to hear from L.A., 877-710-ESPN. These last 48 hours, what has it kind of meant to you? Are you consuming this like never before? Do you find yourself on Twitter or on the radio or at home on TV just consuming it as much as possible? Or are you trying to get completely away from it? I'd love to get you guys' thoughts. 877-710-ESPN. We come back, we'll hear from Dave Roberts. Stay right here. The Sliwa Show on 710-ESPN. All right, so I want to get you guys' thoughts on just everything going on right now. How it has affected maybe your day-to-day, and just your thoughts. I mean, think about the last 48 hours. I don't know how many times I've said, what the heck is going on right now? Honestly, you know, and I say that, and you hear me laugh. I'm not laughing because it's a laughing matter, but genuinely trying to put these pieces together. Like, what's happening right now? You know, you could even forget about the sports side of things. Put sports to the side. But your day-to-day is affected. Or I'm texting my sisters a little bit earlier today. I'm telling her, all right, hey, with mom, do this. You know, like you really are genuinely kind of game planning in your mind. Okay, I got to be more conscious about this or more conscious about that. I went earlier today and I hopped on a conference call, LA County Department of Health, Dr. Barbara Fair, just to get information. Okay, how many cases are there in LA? 32 total cases, by the way, in LA County. And then, like I mentioned, tips that I've been talking about. If you're going to go to the gym, take precautions, wipe down the machines, wash your hands, avoid gym classes that are, you know, if you're riding the bike and there's somebody right next to you and it's full, or you're doing yoga or something along those lines, they're just saying, you know, avoid that close to somebody. They want you 6 feet away. What's the word everybody's been using? Make sure I use the term right. Significant social distancing important. Significant social distancing. So give me your guys's maybe stories or your thoughts of how this has affected you over the last 48 hours. And just in general, what a trip these last 48 hours have been. 877-710-ESPN. Hector, calling in from Fullerton. Hector, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
How are you guys doing? Hey, before I start talking about everything, just a big shout out to ESPN 710. During Kobe's passing, you guys got me through a lot. Mason and Ireland did a lot. The morning show did a lot. You did a lot for us. And I think it was such an important week just to get by to hear everybody's story about Kobe, about Gigi. I mean, just a very important. And I haven't even had the chance to say thank you. So I just want to say thank you to ESPN.
Of course, buddy. For that. Of course. Appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, working in travel. I mean, we're hearing a lot about cancellations and I can't fly out. I'm a bit older, so it's making our jobs really tough, and I appreciate what my team has been going through lately, handling call after call, cancellations here and there. And as you mentioned yesterday, sports is our escape, and now I'm coming home from work and there's no sports, there's nothing to watch. So I appreciate you, what you're doing. I'm going to miss opening day. That's been a big tradition for me and my dad since 2007. I'm sure it's going to be rescheduled at some point, but as you mentioned, I'm making my way to the gym right now, so just making sure I take care of myself and the equipment that I'm using.
All right, Hector, I got a quick idea here. Tell me if you like this idea or not. Did you hear what I was talking about earlier about just playing, like, so March Madness, let's say, you already had these games scheduled. Why not just play, actually Mason Island said, the top 65 March Madness games and play them in order? You know, like, maybe even fans vote which games that they want to see, and it's still at the same time slots for ESPN. Maybe they're playing the Wednesday night, Friday night games just like they would, but they're playing classic games. At least we got something to come. You know, if we want some kind of escape, we can get it. What do you think of the idea?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's been so many. I mean, MLB Network can do a lot. NBA Network can do a lot. I know you see a lot of those classic games. I think that's a great idea. I mean, you have the power of social media. Hey, you're going to stay at home today. Maybe you're just going to cook dinner, watch a game. I mean, it's such a good feeling to go home from work. And
we're accustered to it.
Yeah, 7 o'clock game. 7:30 game.
And here's the thing, Hector, and I appreciate you calling in. Remember, I already gave you the tips. Look, at the gym, wipe down the machines and wash your hands, all right? I got you. I got you on that front.
Thank you for everything, guys.
You got it, man. Appreciate you calling in. But honestly, like we're so accustomed already to – that's what we do, right? When you get home – I can't tell you how many times I do this. Doesn't matter the time. You know, you watch sports or you go to Sports Center or whatever the case is. I think I'm on to something here. Let's keep the games going. Just play the games, play old games for us and just keep them at the same time slot. Maybe you got people voting on Twitter which games that they want to watch tonight. And I'm obviously referring to the March Madness in the NBA right now. That's the best I can do. I don't have that many more ideas. Sean in Inglewood. Maybe, Sean, if you can tell us a little bit about what the last 48 hours has been for you and just how this stuff has kind of affected your day-to-day.
It hasn't affected my day-to-day besides them canceling Little League Baseball. Mm. I was making my debut as a coach, and my team's on fire.
You were ready to go, man. You were ready to go.
Man, Cincinnati Reds, that's the team they gave us. I don't know how a little league in LA doesn't have the Dodgers as the option or Angels, but
yeah, that one doesn't make sense. But tell me just last 48 hours for you. What a crazy, kind of a crazy time. I got to be honest with you, none of us have ever been through this before.
Yeah, when I went to church yesterday, everybody, instead of shaking my hand and giving me a hug, mm-hmm. was giving me elbow bumps. So mm-hmm. that was kind of interesting. You know, it trickled down. Everybody's affected by it, and it's really sad, you know. And I just, my heart goes out for everybody who has to deal with these type of things, and the players and athletes, you know, from high to low levels. It just sucks. But like you were saying with the old games, I was watching those, you know, Sportsnet been doing those old Kobe Lakers games.
Oh, yeah.
Man, it was entertaining. Mm. It was crazy entertaining watching Kobe, especially that Utah game of all games. Mm-hmm. That last 5 minutes in the fourth quarter was crazy.
That's Kobe's 60-point game. Sean, I appreciate you calling in. All right, man.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you, man. All right, real quick, before I get to some more phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. You can explain the last 48 hours to you. And if it has, you know, I think this is all affecting us in a different way. So you can feel free to explain how it's affecting your day-to-day, whether it is or it isn't. And I think it has affected us in some way. Sean was mentioning it hasn't technically affected his day-to-day other than his Little League team. He's ready to go be a coach out there. Speaking of managers in baseball, Dave Roberts had a message to Dodger fans.
Hi, Dodger fans. This is Dave Roberts, and it's kind of weird circumstances right now, but we just felt that it would be good to give you a little clubhouse perspective on what the organization is thinking, what Major League Baseball, what the players are thinking, and obviously in light of what's going on with the coronavirus, there's a lot of uncertainty with spring training, when the season is going to start. I think we're all looking forward to it, but the priority has to be you, the fans, the players, and everyone in the Dodger baseball community's health and well-being. So be certain that Major League Baseball, the owners, they're all working together. We're in lockstep trying to get a quick resolution and a start to our Major League Baseball season. Obviously, there's so many great things that are being done around our ballpark, and you are the best fans in all the sports, and our guys are still working hard. They're very antsy, very anxious to get back in front of you guys. So as we kind of have these delays, guys will still be staying in shape, and hopefully there'll be, like I said, a resolution sooner than later so we can get in front of you guys and hear that Let's Go LA chant. Let's go Dodgers. So, again, I wish I had more information, but know that we're thinking about you guys and are very grateful for all your thoughts and prayers. Thank you. All the best.
All right, that's a cool message there from the manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, Dave Roberts. You know, I'll kind of hop on this before I get back to the phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. It seems like nobody really knows what to say, right? Like, even coach there, you just kind of listen to him. And I love, by the way, that he put out a message specifically to Dodger fans. That's the right thing to do. And I think there, you know, many times we get so into who our team is, the sport that we're into, specific players, coaches, whatever the case is. It's good to hear from them as well. And I think for him, kind of the face of the Dodgers right now, in the sense that, you know, he's obviously leading the troops, is good to have him have some type of message to fans out there. Matt in Valencia, appreciate you calling in, Matt. You're on the Sliwa Show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan. Hope you're doing well, buddy.
Thank you, man. This is some weird times, my man. Some weird times.
Yeah. I actually, the way this has affected me is I have a daughter who's right under 2 years old, and a couple weeks ago, literally right before the coronavirus outbreak, she had a bronchitis, and you know, we had to go get like a steroid from the hospital and whatnot. But basically, that being said, she just basically had to, you know, she's like, she's prone to that. I feel like because of that, she might be prone to these types of things. So we're kind of just being super, you know, like stay at home and that type of stuff. But I also do, I'm in the IT field, and I've noticed as far as my day to day, we've done a lot of setup for VPN users. I can tell you that. So there's a lot of people that are, you know, working from home now if they can. And a lot of companies are looking to kind of implement that if they haven't. And if they have, to like a higher degree, if you will. But,
Matt,
the impact that it's had on me. And I just real quick, Alan, I just want to kind of share my insight on Rudy Gobert. And I think what we can learn as a community, because I think 710 ESPN has done just such a great job with the whole Kobe thing. And now you guys are kind of covering this. So we really appreciate that. I think as a community, we need to really just kind of not be careless about this, because it's really, really, you know, it's highly contagious.
Absolutely.
Especially to those people who are more prone to it, who have shown, you know, weaknesses in their immune system or whatever it might be. So for your family and for your own health, just kind of make sure you're looking out for it and listening to all your sources.
Appreciate it, Matt. Appreciate it, bud. Good stuff right there. And I think the Gobert thing is a fantastic example. You know, he said it. It's one of the things Rudy Gobert said, that use me as an example to take this thing serious, because it is serious. Take the precautionary measures. Obviously, the sports are doing it, but we could do it individually as well. Matt mentioned about offices. That is one thing that, you know, I think is good to keep in mind. They say if you sit anywhere within 6 feet of somebody at the office, try and work with your boss to see if you can have more distance, or do a lot of these, you know, work virtual, these virtual meetings. I know for me, I do a ton of stuff outside the office. See if you can get that worked out, at least for the time being. This is coming from the LA County Department of Health. So I just reading all these different tips that they have. I'll lob in tips throughout the show. 877-710-ESPN. More of your guys' phone calls when we come back. And also, is that Woj from yesterday? Actually, you know what? Gino Auriemma, that's the one that I want to play anyways. He had an idea about March Madness and the seniors that won't get the opportunity to play in the tournament. He had a fantastic idea, by the way. So I'll play that when we come back, and more of you guys' phone calls. This is the Sliwa Show on 710 ESPN.